If the human being looks at one habit, and if the human being brings in that habit, brings the habit into his practice, then it's a very good action, a very good habit, that it will go beyond the level and you can say reward and achievement that is attained even by the biggest of acts of worship. It is such a beautiful action that Allah Ta'ala's marifah, the nearness to Allah, the doors open up. Allah's qurb and nearness is achieved and difficulties will be eliminated, and in the hereafter your rank will increase so many times over. And in reality, Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with that person who implements this habit. And it doesn't take a lot of effort to do this, and it's a unique act of worship, and it's very easy to do. But it's surprising to say that we all know about this action, but shaitan doesn't allow us to implement this action. So today we need to decide that let's control, bring into practice this habit, because it's a very big, you can say, in magnitude thing that we need to achieve. So make it a habit, and don't have to make effort. For example, people are habitual in smoking cigarettes. And you smoke once or twice, 1 week, they smoke a little bit and you become habitual. Just like you want to make a habit sleeping a lot. Yeah, you can sleep 10 hours more if you want. If you want to make a habit to wake up, then mashallah, in 3 hours you will fulfill your sleep. So habit is a unique factor. If you want to be habitual in eating, you can eat as much as you want, give as many pizzas to somebody as you want, and his stomach will still not be full. If you want to leave food, then alhamdulillah, even half a chapati will fill your stomach. That will be enough. This is the case, isn't it, my friends? So adat, yani habit, is a unique thing. So as I said, let's make it a habit to me and you, and it's very beneficial. This is very beneficial. Allah has given a lot of information on this. Allah said in the Quran Himself that we know about this, but we don't do amal on this, because there's a lot of reward for this action that Allah wants to give. Shall I tell you, brothers, what is that habit that we should implement? Will you implement this? Will you make effort? I said, you don't need to make effort, just need to make intention, niyyah. And just like a person makes an intention to leave an action or to do an action, makes intention, when you see the benefit, then you'll do that action more, won't you? Or will you do it less? So for example, if I give you the benefit, I've already told you the benefits. The pious predecessors, the ulama haq, the scholars have stated and told us, they've presented to us the benefits of this habit. What is the habit? As I said, it's very beautiful action as well. What is it? Just to learn how to be grateful to Allah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. To be grateful to Allah. To become habitual in doing the shukr of Allah. Being grateful to Allah. This is a unique and beautiful action. And despite Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran that I've given you so many ni'mas in this world, your life, look at your body from head to toe. From your hairs to your nails. Even the nails are the ni'mah, the gift of Allah. This small finger, the little finger, the nail on the little small finger is a great ni'mah. If this nail comes off, then beauty disappears. Yes, how will I get married, especially the girl? I'll need to do an operation, I need to have a replacement nail, or there will be no proposals for my marriage because the nail on a small finger, she needs to cover that up, then she'll go for a cure to the doctor, to the cosmetic surgeon. Isn't this the ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us? The whole body of a human being is a big gift. Allah says, there are so many things in your body that are ni'mah. So foolish human being, you don't recognize this. But there are many, many people who do not pay, are not grateful to me, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, people who do this ibadah, men and women, are very few and far between. In other words, those who do shukr on the ni'mas of Allah are very few and far between. There are not too many at all. And this is not the standard that Allah Ta'ala said, that you have to be grateful for the ni'mas given to you. What is this? That Allah Ta'ala said, is this a link with your Lord that you have to? If Allah gives, then you are grateful. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't give, then you are ungrateful. No, no, no. This is not the quality of a human being. Allah Ta'ala said, I've given you ni'mas. Every moment we should be grateful. Look, to be grateful to Allah is a great ibadah. Great ibadah. And the biggest disease between Allah and a person, or that a person the barrier between a person and his Lord is takabbur, pride. It is such a disease. And all the obstacles for success in the hereafter are stopped by the disease of pride. The person doesn't know, I'm doing kibr, I'm mutakabbir, I've got kibr inside me. This is such a big disease, kibr. Very big disease. And it's not just that, for example, few people, they don't realize and it's hard. No, it's a disease in the rich and the poor. Every type of human being has kibr within, pride. And shukr is such a habit, such an ibadah, that the first thing that shukr, being grateful, eliminates is kibr, pride. Why? Because when a person is grateful to Allah, when he does shukr, when he is grateful, are you grateful with your nose or your eyes or your hands? No. Where are you doing the act of being grateful from? No organ can be grateful, not even the tongue. When a person is a shakir, when he's got gratitude, the feeling of gratitude, then he's doing it from the heart. You'll see this yourself. For example, if somebody gives a favor to you, then, for example, what will make you feel good? Will it be your nose or your eyes? No, first and foremost, your eyes, your heart will feel the appreciation. And to this extent, sometimes what happens is that in that condition, sometimes a person starts to cry. Tears from his eyes that this person has favored me today. He's my muhsin. Otherwise, where would I be today if I didn't have this favor? So the heart is what makes a person cry and appreciate. So if in this heart, there's the feeling of gratitude. And if you can have this feeling of gratitude for a fellow human being, that tears come out of the eyes, then Allah Rabbul Alameen, who's created the human being, when a person becomes the grateful servant of Allah, then tell me what becomes his position in front of his Lord. Yes, and this is what Allah wants, that there's more over than tahajjud, 100,000 acts of worship, you cannot create a link with Allah. Okay, for example, I speak about tahajjud, and for example, your heart is not feeling it. What are you reciting? You just know you're going to get thawab, you're praying, you're reciting Quran for reward, salah for reward. And fard, you have to pray anyway, but voluntary salah for reward, you're doing dhikr, you don't feel like doing it, but you keep on doing dhikr for reward. Subhanallah, but if you have the habit of being a shakir, then nobody can force you to do this. Nobody is telling you to do this. Allahu Akbar. This is such an act of worship that you become so habitual in this. And Allah wants this, that every human being in his heart, Allah says, I want that person to feel my superiority, my jamal, my status, my kamal, my all over glory and superiority over everything. Allah says, I want this to be in the hearts of my believers and the human beings all the time. And if a person doesn't have these feelings, then how can a person say he's a mu'min? The person in whose heart he doesn't have the kamalat, the appreciation, the glory, the superpower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, in other words, the feeling of Allah's power, Allah's jamal and kamal, and all of Allah's attributes and qualities, it should be so much inside our heart, these feelings, so much it should be in our hearts, that, for example, I'm speaking from the language of tasawwuf, and the Sufis, my Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say this, that Allah's glory and all of Allah's attributes and all of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should appreciate this and we should have ishq for Allah totally in the heart. Because this cannot come from the tongue, that go post this letter and you'll get it the next day. Guaranteed. No. This is not something that is just for granted, attained. These are levels that Allah Ta'ala selects and gives and assigns to the human beings. Tell me. So a great factor that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, bring this habit into your life. Soon as a person starts to be grateful to Allah, become a shakir, Allah Ta'ala gives the habit of doing shukr of Allah, then this comes on to lakal hamda lakal shukraka. He starts to be grateful to Allah and do the shukr of Allah. And the first thing that a person attains when he is grateful to Allah, what does that person do? What happens is the heart that has this feeling. And in that heart, if the heart is bowing and is sincere and realizes Allah Ta'ala is our Lord and Creator who gives everything, then how will a person implement kibr and pride if that person's heart is sincere and pure and grateful? Today, if we are mutakabbir and we frown and make complaints, etc., and look down at other people and we feel we're superior, and everybody has pride over something that he or she has, that's because we are not grateful to Allah. This is the point we need to understand. This is a habit we need to develop. The Sahaba Akram radiallahu anhum, which companion's examples shall I give to you? There are so many examples. Every companion was great, elevated in status, and this was such a quality that every Sahabi was habitual in this. act of being grateful. No one was free from this. They were such great individuals, human beings. That was the first step for them on the deen. That when they learned from, what did they learn from the Prophet ﷺ, from his company, was to how to be shakir, how to be grateful to Allah. So Rasulullah ﷺ introduced the Sahaba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ma'rifat and nearness and qurb. So the first lesson that they learned was that they bowed, their hearts bowed with humility. We used to worship idols, they said, and prostrate to idols. What was our hal? So the first lesson number one attained by the Sahaba Ikram, the noble and respectful companions. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, I will give you his example. There's an event which has been narrated in the hadith, and the scholars have mentioned this event. And it stated that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was once walking and he bumped Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. What a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is he possibly from Ashra Mubashra? He bumped into something, and Allah's hikmah in all actions, and his tooth, it came out, it broke. Just like, for example, I bump into you and my tooth breaks. And this was Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. When the tooth broke, then the incident occurred, and there was a companion with him, and he saw him and was distressed. He said, Hazrat, what do you need? He said, give me some water quickly. I don't have wudu. There is time. Is it not time for salah? He said, it is paining me. Why are you calling for water? Asking water. He called for the water, did wudu, laid out the prayer mat, started to pray salah. Long salah after praying salah. His colleague said, Hazrat, what salah is it you're praying now that your tooth has just broken and you had pain and you went into prostration into salah? A beautiful response. This is something to hear, my friends. Subhanallah. Something to learn from. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said that my tooth are broke, that's why I prayed salah. After this incident, I'm grateful to Allah, subhanallah. And we run away from Allah's ni'mas, but look at the status of this sahabi. What is the right due to Allah? This is the haqq. He said that your tooth is broken and you are pain and you're grateful for this. And his khadim asked this, his colleague, and he said, this is the status, the level of shukr. He said, I was crying and I was grateful to Allah for this reason, that my Mawla, my Lord, your favor is so many upon me, your karam, your mercy is upon me, that you broke my tooth and you saved me from a big calamity. Through a small difficulty, you saved me from a big calamity. And the right one to me was this, that my tooth should not have broken. He was such a great companion. He's saying this. Because he said, I am looking at my deeds, my tooth should not have broken, but your mercy upon me. This was the haqq, that my head should have been wounded. So in return for this favor, Allah, I'm grateful to you that you have seen my amal and you are merciful to me, that you have given me the small punishment of my tooth breaking. Allahu Akbar. And the pious predecessors, the ulama haqq, the scholars have stated that we run from Allah shukr. That some we're not grateful for our eyes or for our nose. Allah has given us eyes or our mouth and we do immoral and immodest actions. Allah has given us hands. We utilize our hands in wrong ways. Allah has given us feet. We use the feet for wrong things. Allah has given our mouth. We utilize it incorrectly. Everything that Allah has given to us, those organs and parts and limbs of the body that we should be grateful for, we utilize them for disobedience of Allah. So this is the right due upon us, that our body should not be baghi and rebellious. This is the hal, this is the situation, the condition between us and Allah, the relationship, that we today, when we utilize our bodies in the wrong way, then we should be punished for that. We are doing incorrect actions for the name of Allah. But subhanAllah, the pious preachers have said that this, we should be doing shukr on the name of Allah. The real shukr is that when problems come upon a person, difficulties, then that is also a situation, a scenario where we should be grateful. And that is the real maqam for being grateful to Allah. Subhanallah. Why? Because we have a habit of complaining. Forget about being grateful when we have problems, difficulties. Shaitan has instilled this habit into our lives that we complain to Allah. We complain to Allah. In other words, we go into the reverse gear. Reverse gear. Doesn't matter how much ibadah a person does, Allah's order is that I have no link with the ungrateful person. Allah says, no, I don't have a link with the ungrateful person. And we don't know that we are ungrateful. We don't even know this. As I said, we don't know that we have got kibr in our lives, the big diseases that within us, shaitan does not even allow us to become aware. Nobody will say, I'm ungrateful. Everyone will say, I'm grateful. And from our tongues, we are muttering statements of ungratefulness. We have complaints, we make fuss all the time. On every issue that we experience, we complain. And who do we complain to? To our Rabb. Who are we grateful to? We're not grateful for the ni'mah Allah has given to us. When something occurs according to our desires, we say, okay, Allah, alhamdulillah. Isn't this the case? But rather, Allah Ta'ala says that this is not when you should be going. For example, I've done a dua, Allah give me this and X, Y, Z. And if that dua is not accepted or request, then we are unhappy. Our salah is not good. Our dhikr is not good. We did dhikr for that reason. I prayed salah like this and I did bayah. I'm remembering Allah. I did good actions and now bad things are happening in my life and bad experiences. This is upside down situation. How can a person complain to Allah? What relationship have we got with Allah, our Creator, if we're complaining and at every turn. This is the link that a person who's an enemy, you can say, has with Allah, astaghfirullah. This is not the relationship of a friend. The basis of friendship, the proof of friendship is that even if you get something bitter from your friend, you consume it as a sweet item. So why should we be unhappy and frowning and complaining? That's not friendship. And look at the basis of our friendship. That instead of being grateful for the ni'mah that Allah has given to us, upside down, we flip the situation and we complain from morning. If we compare and analyze our day, one side is the act of gratefulness. I speak about myself, you are mashallah pious people. Then my balance is imbalanced because I am more biased towards complaining. I didn't get this today, this didn't happen today, I didn't get the food I wanted to go here today, I couldn't get there. Today I wanted to go out, the weather was bad. Oh, did it have to rain today? This is complaining. I had to go and put my market stall up. I had to have big turnover today and my tires punctured and bad destiny and what's happening here and this has happened to me and that's happened to me. And for example, I remember another event from this explanation that, for example, mashallah, my words, the discussion, it's coming out automatically. I think, what can I say that will benefit me and all of us? I say straightforward the truth. I don't lie. I do dua to Allah first before I come to Allah. Allow me to speak such words that will benefit me first. And then after that, the brothers and the people were listening. And this is true. If my battery is charged, then obviously your battery will be charged, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala, I say, Allah, give me benefit. And so that I can reinvigorate myself, then I can share this with the brothers. Because today I've understood this point, and inshallah, you should also understand. This is a right dua, isn't it? That I'm not selfish. I'm not thinking that I'm better than others. No. Rather, ask for myself first. So I have another incident has come to mind on the point of complaining. Astaghfirullah. So there was a pious elder, and he was walking or traveling, and he was in the path of Allah. In the path of Allah. Doing the work of the deen, and his shoe broke, his shoe or slipper, it broke, and he had to walk. He said, what's happened here? At that time, in the path of Allah, and my slippers are broken. And everyone has a, you know, some stage in life where shaitan gives a person the trap, because he makes a person fail and he takes a person out of the condition of ibadah. He said, look, today I'm on the path of Allah and I'm spreading the deen and my slipper's broken. And he said a few words of complaint, you could say. And Allah was listening, obviously. And he went a bit further forwards. Then he saw a pious elder sitting down, another wali of Allah. And he was saying something, the wali. He was saying some words. He said, who's this? And he saw that he was blind. The sheikh was blind, the wali. And both hands were not moving and he was trembling. And maybe, for example, he had illness on his body, like a leprosy type illness, skin disease, feet were not moving, and hesitation in the tongue speaking. In other words, he couldn't see anything where there was not a defect. Every organ and limb, part of the body had a defect. And he put his hands, his ears closer to the body and said, what's he saying? What were the words? He was doing shukr to Allah. He's doing shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you. Ya Allah, your hamd, laka alhamd wa la shukraka. Laka alhamd wa la shukraka. Allah, your hamd, your praise. Allah, I'm grateful to you. This wali of Allah saying, he's grateful. And only his slipper had broken. And he looked at the contrast. May Allah give us aqal so we can understand. We have wasted a lot of time. We are wasting a lot of time. I swear by Allah, the grave is so close to us. And these are the words. But these are very valuable words. Because we will have to give the hisab in the grave for this tomorrow. 1 minute, do a little bit of maraqabah. Analyze, meditate in your hearts. That if my death was to come. And this is the deen that we've just defined today. What will be my hal? Our hal. Our condition. And today we think we are good and pious, we're doing dhikr, we remember Allah and we're untouchable, etc. Will we be able to give the answer for this? Allah will tell us that, were you grateful or were you ungrateful before you passed away? Does anyone have the answer to this today? If I don't even realize how valuable things Allah Ta'ala has given to me, and I've never looked towards them, paid attention to them, I never woke up in the morning and said, Allah, I want to be a grateful servant of yours, I want to make effort, and I don't want to be ungrateful today, I don't want to sin. Do we make this promise when we wake up? No. So let's start. No, we start the day rather, on the contrary, with a complaint. Oh, the tea's no good, the meat's no good, and this is no good. From morning we will speak nonsense and rubbish until the evening. And when he put his ears closer, lakal hamd wa la shukra, lakal hamd wa laka shukra. Subhanallah. So he said, my colleague, what is this that you're grateful for? Your eyes ain't working, your tongue's not working, your ears are defective, your hands are defective, every organ and limb of your body has a defect. What a great answer he gave the wali. It's something to hear, my friends. It's something to hear. It's a warning and admonishment. And brothers, let us seal this in our hearts, this learning. Subhanallah. He said that I cannot see you, but I've heard what you have said to me, what you've just said, I've heard. But just pay attention upon one thing, he said. He said that you have said to me, but pay attention upon one of your issues. Have you seen my condition? He said, yes. He said, why shouldn't I be grateful to Allah, subhanallah? Why shouldn't I be grateful to Allah? That Allah Ta'ala has kept me busy and occupied in illness, but I am so grateful that Allah hasn't kept me occupied in sinning. Allahu Akbar. If Allah was to give me health and eyes like me and you have, and what do we do with our eyes today? Isn't it better that a person doesn't have eyes and he's blind, so he doesn't sin with eyes? Isn't it better that we become dumb, so we don't utilize the tongue incorrectly? Because he knew the reality, that what is the reality of sin? That what fire is there that will give the punishment? What will be the fire of Jahannam, of hell? But we don't have yaqeen. Which organ will be saved from that fire of Jahannam? He knew, the Shaykh, what will be the punishment of every sin. Every sin as a punishment that allows the hellfire to become stronger. And no sinner will be able to bypass hellfire. No sin is small enough to bypass hellfire. No. A doctor said to me, for example, I had to my cure for my finger, and the doctor said to me that we'll put on this some cold cure, but for 15 seconds it will be numb, but it will be very horrible feeling, just like, for example, if you have a fire, if you put fire on it, just for 15 seconds we'll put it in that condition. And he said, don't scream. How long? 15 or 50 seconds. He said, we have to put a fire here or a flame to burn this spot. And he's preparing to ring the doctor that this will happen. Advance warning, don't shriek, don't jump, don't cry. It was 50 seconds. We have to put the flame on the tip of this spot. So imagine the intensity of the fire of Jahannam. Upon one sin, what will Allah Ta'ala do? Imagine. We move our tongues like scissors. Opening and shutting, opening and shutting. And we utilize our hands in a wrong way, in the ways that we cannot even imagine afterwards. From head to toe, inside to outside, the machine of sinning is running in our lives. And this wali Allah said that Allah's massive favor upon me, that my mouth will come, my janazah will be prayed, your janazah will be prayed, my janazah will be prayed. Subhanallah, when I die, then all of these organs of my body will start to work. Without hisab, I will be sent into paradise, and you will have to stand in the line where people will have to account for their deeds and actions. So he said, I'm grateful for this reason. When a problem comes, he said, what happens at that time? That the ni'mas, we should be grateful for this ni'mah, that we have a difficulty, and nobody should complain about this, because he will have the bundle of ungratefulness, his salah, none of his deeds will be accepted. Allah said totally, that this person is not worthy of any credit. La takfuruna, Allah Ta'ala says, that I don't have a link with that person who's ungrateful, his iman is defective, leave this person. Allah says, I have no link with that person who doesn't do who isn't grateful on Allah's ni'mas. So we should be far from that. We start from that position. We're going to reverse gear. That, for example, we don't just involve ourselves in this, but shaitan influences us to make complaints. The ni'mas Allah Ta'ala has given us, we don't accept them. We start to complain to to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the issues that we have in our life. But the hukm, the order of servanthood is that these two examples I've given to you today, these demonstrate how a person should be a servant of Allah. And there's a reward for this. I tell you this, very big reward. If I tell you the reward, you'll be amazed. Amazed. When a human being, and inscribe this statement on your hearts, on the book of your hearts, inscribe this statement. When a human being has a small difficulty, or even a big difficulty, in the eyes of Allah, it's a difficulty. Because in comparison to that, there's a big punishment, which is hellfire. So when a human being experiences a small problem, difficulty, and he does sabr, patience, and he's grateful to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him or her from the bigger calamity that was to come. Say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala saves that person. This is the promise of Allah. That's the example here. Whose words are these? Are Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He said, the haq here was that my head should be wounded and busted. But Allah Ta'ala has taught me through this example that become grateful to me, Allah Ta'ala says. So when a difficulty comes, problem comes, don't think it is a big problem. Think of it as a small problem. And say, Allah, hundreds of thousands of times over, I'm grateful to you because the calamity that was to come after this, I don't know what my hal would have been. And I am hundreds of thousands of times grateful to you that you have diverted that from me. And subhanAllah, that sheikh who was, you can say, disabled, he has given us this lesson. Have you enjoyed after hearing this, my friends? Tell me the truth. How many defects we have in our life? These majalis that we come to, like this gathering, we look at our defects. Not that I am great, I'm pious, and I'm a dhakir. Here we don't praise each other. Here we talk about sticks, yes? And we're just talking about virtual sticks and lamenting and regretting. We need to recognize our downfall so we can save ourselves and our friends, each other, from Jahannam. I mean, if somebody's unhappy about the discussion, then let him be. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. We should speak the haq and the truth so we can educate each other, assist each other. So this is the big defect in our lives. This promise to Allah after today that we have to practice from morning time. From the ni'mas. We're weak. Allah will start from your ni'mas. The eyes are your ni'mah. The hands you've given to me are your ni'mah. My tongue is a ni'mah that you've given to me. Allah, save me from using these incorrectly. I don't want to live my life in your disobedience. And then the circle of life, this is a circle of tests. Challenges from morning till evening. Allah Ta'ala tests His servants on this issue, at home, wife, children, business. These are all issues. Health, body. And what do we need to do? Allah, we are grateful to you and we glorify you and praise you. Whatever problem comes, don't waste it. Don't waste the opportunity. Allah, you are diverting a big calamity away from me due to this small difficulty. I'm a khabis individual. I'm impure. And what will we realize when we do this? Then a person will not see himself as a Hazrat Sahib, as a Peer Sahib, as a Sheikh, as a scholar, as a great Sheikh. No. But in this feeling, we will see ourselves as a human being who has dropped himself amongst other people compared to other people. If Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu had this level of greatness and he was grateful to Allah, the grateful servant of Allah is he or she who recognizes her defects. Kibr comes out, pride comes out. And a big point, that how strong does the connectivity become with Allah when a person is habitual and grateful to Allah? Allah Ta'ala says that this servant of mine, he has a very strong link with me now, that subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, that he has accepted everything and now I am pleased with him. Allahu Akbar. And that he's accepted everything. His downfalls, his deficiencies, his negativities, his problems. Allah says he's accepted everything. It's his own fault. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've become pleased with this person. This is the maqam of Rada that we need to attain. And this is a very high level, my friends. So it's a small point, maybe. Very lightweight, but a great habit indeed to be grateful to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala, may us and allow us all to become shakirs and to be grateful to him. Ameen.